Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today's guest is Jerry Mintz. He's the founder of Alternative Education Resource Organization, or ARRO, an organization that is trying to change education around the world. He has been doing this for many years as a teacher, author, broadcaster, and publisher. So welcome, Jerry.
Well, thanks, and nice to be there, Stacey.
It's nice to have you. So tell our listeners exactly what is learner-centered education.
Okay, well, basically, there are two paradigms, two theories about learning that seem to be around today. And the most dominant one is that kids are naturally lazy and need to be forced to learn. And that's the sort of the basis in which most schools are today. But our network believes in a different paradigm, that children, people, are natural learners and do not need to be forced to learn. And if you believe that, you do things in an entirely different way.
And do you think that is what's wrong with our current education system, that they are believing in the wrong paradigm?
Absolutely. And there's some historical reasons for that. But, you know, when the system first started, it was designed to not, you know, make people that were going to rock the boat. It was people who were supposed to be able to sit and work and do piecework in factories and all that. And so it could be argued that that worked okay, but it's just not right for the new millennium. You need entrepreneurial people, people who are ready for lifelong learning, who are going to be ready to change jobs and all that. So an entirely different approach is needed.
And what is ARRO doing about this?
Well, we network educational alternatives around the world. And so we've got about 600 member schools and organizations. We also have an online course to help people start new alternatives. In fact, the new one is just beginning shortly. And we have an annual conference, again, where a lot of networking can go on. We have regional conferences. And we sell a lot of books. Some of them we publish ourselves, and some we pick up from other places, all of which is to work toward the education revolution, making learner-centered education possible everywhere.
Now, what about parents? Where do they fall into this situation with their children and how their children are being educated? What can they do?
Yeah, we hear from parents every day from all over the place, and sometimes they're desperate. Sometimes they have horror stories to tell about how their wonderful, you know, children who were excited about learning just got turned off to it by their schools, and they want to know what alternatives they have. And so we try to help them find alternatives in their area. If they're in the United States, homeschooling is legal in every state, so that is always an option. And there are alternative schools and programs in every state, too. Not everywhere, so sometimes they might just have to homeschool or even start a homeschool resource center themselves. So parents have a huge role in this, of course, and they intuitively know that their kids are natural learners, and they're looking for alternatives.
And what type of publications does your organization produce? I know you mentioned you also pick up some other publications that you don't necessarily produce yourselves as well.
Right. Well, you know, we sometimes will publish a book that other people have had trouble publishing that we think is important to our network. For example, we published a book called One Size Does Not Fit All that was written by a completely unknown 17-year-old high school kid. And this kid turned out to be a very, very dynamic author. And and not only that, but he was very good at promoting his own book. And so we published that book and sold thousands of copies. We just published one this year by Stuart Grauer called Fearless Teaching, and about teaching in various very unusual situations. And so these are the kinds of things. I wrote a book called No Homework and Recess All Day, and kids like that title. Sometimes parents wonder about it, but and Then I edited one called Turning Points, where 37 authors, pioneers in alternative education, wrote their chapters.
Jerry, if you could say one thing to school administrators out there or parents out there, what would that be?
Well, you can certainly contact us to find out what alternatives there are in your area or how to start a new one. And our website is educationrevolution.org.
All right, Jerry. Well, thank you so much. Again, this is Jerry Mintz, founder of Alternative Education Resource Organization, Arrow. You just mentioned the website, educationrevolution.org. Thanks for being with us.
Well, nice to be there, Stacey.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.